Hi, everybody. This is Darcy Hendrickson, or otherwise known as author P.K. Anderson. It's June 1st, 2023, and today I had an epiphany. I guess I should say I had I'm way too fat epiphany, and I don't know what caused it other than my day started. I wake up at 4:30. My husband is out the door by 5:15 every morning. And then I have, you know, about 2 hours to putter around and get dressed and ready for work. And then I drove into my job and I was already running 20 minutes late. And I realized that due to the crappy way I had eaten the day before, I was starving. So I decided I was going to drive through McDonald's drive-thru and get my classic breakfast, but with a twist. So normally my breakfast would be a sausage McMuffin, a hash brown, and a large iced mocha. And then I would usually add 2 strawberry cream pies on it. And if you're thinking, wow, you're talking about being too fat and you're adding that in, that's actually a scaled down breakfast. And it's really weird how you just get this mindset of eating that food and you're willing to just keep eating more and more. And that's basically what happened today. I was just like, wow. So, woo. And that's Loki. He's being naughty. So I decided, I'm going to save calories and I'm going to get an apple fritter instead of 2 of the strawberry cream fries, which I actually think I probably would have been better off. I don't know. Actually, I should have just ordered 2 sausage patties with cheese and I probably would have been better off, but I didn't. And weirdly, I was starving by 11 o'clock in the afternoon or in the morning. And so all I had brought as my lunch was a pepperoni stick and an apple. And I'm sitting there eating that and I'm starving and thinking, what the heck am I doing? So I did what I love to do for my lunch is I watch YouTube videos and I wandered across this guy's Eric, is it Workman? Dr. Eric Workman? I don't know. I'd have to look at it again. But he's talking about dirty keto. And up until recently, when I went off the rails, I was eating pretty clean carnivore. And I wasn't losing a lot of weight, but I just felt better. Like my body didn't ache or anything. And so I thought, something about it intrigued me because before I used to do keto and I would count net carbs and this guy encourages you to eat less than 20 total carbs. So you're not going to be able to eat a lot of those foods that you ate when you count net carbs. And I sampled a couple of his videos and I wrote down his tips about making protein a priority. You don't worry so much about fat, which I think is a trap people get caught into where they are trying to, you know, make sure that they eat more fat than protein. But this guy is just saying, make protein the priority and the fat will come naturally because of what you cook it in. You know, you're not skimping on oil when you're cooking it or all of those things. You're just, just sort of tweaking your focus. So this to me is tweaking how I used to eat on keto before I turned over and tried carnivore. For carnivore, you're encouraged to just sit and eat a butter stick, for God's sakes. So, this is it. June 1st. I'm 53 years old. And I'm going to try this keto thing one more time. Only I'm going to do lazy keto. I'm going to follow this guy's plan. I'm going to count total carbs, not worry about net carbs, how many grams of fiber. And I'm going to just start making better choices. So today is my blowout day because I am cooking chicken pot pies for dinner because it's one of my husband's favorite meals. And then tomorrow, it's going to be a whole new Darcy, whole new me. I'm going to start making every decision based on how can I make sure I'm less than 20 carbs a day. I'm probably going to fail at it for the first couple days until I figure out what I'm going to eat, until I start shopping better, planning better. But I think that's okay. So the other thing I did when I got home, now while I'm waiting while these pot pies cook, and my last supper, so to speak, my last carb supper, is I weighed myself. And I have not weighed myself officially on my Y scale for almost a year. And so I got on my Y scale today, and I weigh 295 pounds. 5 pounds away from being 300 pounds. This is so shocking to me because the clothes that I wear when I weigh 240 pounds are still the clothes that I'm wearing right now. How is that even possible? I don't even know. It's so freaking crazy to me that I'm disgusted, and yet I kind of realize it's reality. You know, I can't help it. It is what it is. Because if I'm going to continue eating all the carbs, I'm going to be starving all the time. And then I eat more carbs and more carbs and more carbs until it's just like, it's a vicious cycle. So I'm just forgiving myself for that 295. And I'm just going to be again. Focusing on less than 20 total carbs. That's what I'm going to do. And so I thought I would take my Fat Girl Talking podcast, which I only recorded one or two episodes before, and I'm converting it over to Fat Girl Talking about Dirty Keto. So this is going to be interesting, and I hope some of you will cue in, and I'm also going to create a YouTube page where I'm going to help share my favorite keto recipes, but not in a way where I'm trying to promote or sell or anything like that. I like to do it just from a creative, I like to be a creator of content. It's fun for me, but I'm not going to be some model-worthy woman that's out there, you know, putting it out there. I'm hoping that I'm going to inspire somebody else to get on the health train. But so this is Darcy Hendrickson, Fat Girl Talking, also known as author P.K. Anderson. And this is my dawn of a new day. Goodbye, carbs. Hello, protein focus. No more than 20 total grams of carbohydrates a day. So, day one, total fail. Day two, I'm on the wagon. Talk to you later.